$1 million price tag on.
And that was not wanting to be confirmed to us. I just got off the phone this minute ago.
Did you talk?
But when it goes out with the press release, they will assure the people that it's safe.
Okay, and I truly believe it will be safe. One of the things that these plates, bearing plates have is they have the ability to withstand the expansion and contraction of the bridge. And so if they do this over a very short period of time, the bridge isn't going to move that much. Now, the one thing that is a little concerning is we have a 74 degree day, and tomorrow's going to be 30. The bridge is going to move around some on those kinds of things, and that's what those plates allow to have happen without grinding concrete to concrete and apparently chipping the concrete away. So, but once they get that repaired, that should fix the immediate issue. But obviously, with that kind of ranking, there's a lot more going on than just that. It's just basically material is wearing out. And all this material has a lifespan, and it apparently has reached that lifespan.
I believe
that
it's
1953.
Just like you said, it's ranking. But I didn't mean to imply that it wasn't safe, because they would not consider, they would want the liability. There is a time limit on it. I forgot what it was. Somebody else might remember it.
Generally, the first place they start is 25 tons, and I don't
it's
know.
It's less than that.
It's less than that. Okay, well, then it's pretty significant. School bus is going at 10?
10, yeah. I thought it was 25 ton under 50, 15 miles per hour, 25 ton. I'm not sure now. Now that makes me question it. But
okay, but suffice to say, if they're going to allow one lane traffic, obviously this is one of the sides that they're having a problem with. One lane, the support under that lane. So that means that they're just going to keep traffic off of that side, not aggravate it.
She said they were doing the same thing like they did over on Long Creek.
So they'll have a temporary stoplight at each end?
Stoplight, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think one more thing. Are we finished with Beaver Creek here, 160?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have gotten information from MoDOT on the sidewalk from College of the Ozarks to the Southtown Shopping Center in Hollister. They had come back. We had had a long time conversation and were at the point where we were waiting for an agreement from MoDOT. And so I got the agreement. And first of all, when I went up and saw the scoping and all of that stuff, it was done by Olson Engineering and all that. It was projected at there were three versions, A, B, and C, and the one version was $480,000, and the cheapest version was $360-some-thousand. So we kind of agreed on the $360,000 or $380-some-thousand, and that Hollister had $108,000 in surface transportation funds and a 20% match to be somewhere around $135,000. And the college would match that. Well, when we got the agreement from MoDOT, it had turned into a $600,000-some-odd project, and our match was $204,000, and the college's match was $204,000, and MoDOT was into it for $195,000. And so I just returned the agreement and said, well, there just won't be a sidewalk. Because I had our guys estimate the construction cost of the sidewalk, and it was $50,000. But their signal improvements and the realignment of the lanes on Birch Street have never been correct since the interchange was there. So if you're coming from Lowe's to Menards and you look straight across from you, you're going to nowhere. There's no lane over there. There's a center stripe or there's whatever, and there's no free right coming from the north, from Lowe's to get out onto the interchange. Is not a free right. So when somebody wants to go to Menards, it backs up into the shopping center, backs up across that and all that. That never should have been that way, but it, and they have always said when it gets that way, we'll fix it. Well, that hasn't quite panned out that way. If you look at the signal arms across there, there's room for the additional heads. That's all been, that was all there from the beginning. But we got kind of, if you ever get in this discussion with MoDOT, we'll fix it this way for now. We'll come back in the future and fix it again. Do not bite on that. That won't work. And so we were going to get the, we were going to get a different interchange to begin with, too, and then they said we'll come back and do it. And at least we were smart enough not to do that. So at any rate, once we said no deal, now they have a new district engineer, and we haven't met this individual yet. Steve Campbell. Okay, and so he looked at this, and there was a newspaper article that was critical of MoDOT because the students are running across there. I have not seen it, not heard of it, looked for it, can't find it, but he saw it. And he said, what the heck's going on? And Beth and Frank Miller said, we've all been working on this for a very long time, but the district doesn't ever prioritize it. He said, well, that's going to change, and we're going to do this now. And so Frank and Beth were on a conference call with me 2 weeks ago and said, your new share is the 200 or the 108,000 that you were originally in for plus 20% match. Get the college to agree to that, and then ask the college to give their money to the city, because we can have a simple municipal agreement with MoDOT. If we have a municipal, private sector MoDOT agreement, it will take months, if not years, to get approved because of the private sector piece. So I have drawn up an agreement and given it to the college for these matching funds, and they've given us down to the penny what that will be, and the college has tentatively agreed to what that is and to give us the money, and I'm hoping that project can now move forward, realign the lanes, get the signals correct, get the kids across the interchange in the way it's supposed to, and then Hollister will come up to the Walgreens corner and extend the sidewalk that we've already extended along North Birch. We'll extend that the rest of the way so that when we get across there, there's someplace to go. And our big share of the sidewalk will cost us about $7,000. I'm not sure how we're that skillful that we can get all of that done for $7,000 and the other cost $603,000.
Weird.
It's weird. Okay, so anyway, there's a MoDOT update on that, but I think I'm pretty encouraged about that, and so I'm thinking that we might be able to get that accomplished. And that's a little bit out of just the regular mainstream surface transportation issue, but it really will help that intersection and get that back to a better geometry. So anyway, there's that. And I think we're in MoDOT update. That's where we got to.
All right. Okay. Any other new business?
I had budget in new business, but Devin answered that back in the county update, so I think I'm good there.
Nothing else?
Our next meeting date is when? When we start over the beginning of the year. I need to understand this so I get it right. So it's going to be in January. We're skipping December, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should be the fourth Tuesday in January, which would be the 28th?
28th, yep.
Same time, same place?
Yes, sir.
Now, do we have to have a new chairman for the next year? Because this is the last meeting of this year. Nobody knows, but common sense is yes.
We've done a multi-year assignment?
I think they get reappointed every year. That's what I believe.
I remember that in the last.
They do on planning and zoning, I know.
It won't hurt.
Unless they want to escape.
We just kept reappointing David Miller until he Van Hoosed and then we're reappointed.
Okay, so it won't hurt to reappoint somebody or appoint somebody. And we don't do that. We're going to make a recommendation to the commission and they will actually do that. But being this is our last meeting, I'm thinking we better do something with that. And I would ask Doug, would you be willing to serve again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so we have at least one person that's willing to serve. Is there anybody else that thinks they want to do this?
I can change that back to no fast. If,
No, it's too late. You can't withdraw now. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to forward Doug's nomination to the commission for the chairman for the 2020 year.
I'll second that.
Okay, now you have a motion and a second.
Okay, so motion and a second to reappoint Doug Mueller as chairman of the
recommend the commission.
To the commission as chairman of the Tank Act Transportation Advisory Board. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to have some discussion.
I'm sorry, discussion.
There isn't any. Okay.
All right. I always forget that.
It was an
aye. Favor, aye. Opposed, same side. Motion will carry.
Okay. So you can get that to the commission, even though the commission is present.
How about you just send your minutes to Shanna, and she'll put it on the agenda. How's that sound?
Done. Okay, then. Okay.
While you're kind of on those lines, if you want us to do a contract again next year for updates or whoever, but I need some kind of motion to that effect. We'll have to do a contract every year or so.
What is your rules about at the $5,000 level? Can we go straight forward and recommend HDR again, or do we have to go out and request for proposals?
And what they do, anyway, they have it's actually due next Tuesday, but they do annual calls, so they kind of pre-select on-call firms, and soon hopefully selected for that again.
Okay, so in deference to us being this is our last minute, or our last meeting, then we should probably make a recommendation to the commission for that, too. So I'll move to make a recommendation to select HDR to provide us engineering services for the 2020 year. Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to retain HDR as the engineering service provider for the advisory board. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry.
Again, that will get the minutes moved forward, and then will that do it to get you guys to... Okay. And that, you have your budget already, so... Or you're going to submit your budget. I think that might, unless we're missing some end of the year housekeeping thing, that was the only things I could think of.
Okay. All right. Any other new business? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second.
A motion and second adjourn. Favor?
Aye.
Posting.
Have a good holiday.
One thing that I failed to ask, and it isn't an action item, but do we have an open seat or we don't have an open seat? Is there, are we
do. I think we do, man.
Well, it seems to me we do.
8, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven.
Yeah, there should be.
You were talking to somebody.
That was for planning and zoning.
There should be eight. There should be seven and Devin. And we only have seven, so there is one open.
Yeah.
Did we, is it in Plan District 3?
Which area was it?
I thought we only